All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and we are coming to you live from Buku, right here by the station in the Galleria area at the intersection of Chimney Rock and Richmond. You should stop by and see us. Great Cajun eats and treats, daiquiris and such. Unbelievable food, great environment, pretty people all over the place. And, of course,
thank you.
The Usual Suspects here are going to be here till 4. The Blitz are going to be here till 7. So Barry and I are tucked away in the corner just to say hi to you. What's up, fellas?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What up?
So I got here 5 minutes before the show started.
All right.
I passed. So are they – okay. They're moving Bush to College Station on a train, or are they
– No, I told you.
No. I know, but that's from Spring. From where he was to Spring, they're using a
– Motorcade.
A motorcade.
Yeah.
I passed it on the way in on the Hardy.
Okay.
So my very first question – and I recorded video. I'll show you at the break. It's actually pretty cool.
I can't wait.
Lots
there hasn't been any on TV.
There hasn't. There were people pulled over, not getting out of their cars, they just pulled over, which I thought was very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
There were people that got out and were videoing long before the motorcade was there.
Okay.
Which I thought was fine too. And then I passed the motorcade, and you want to talk about a lot of cars. There were a ton of cars. There was an overpass that I went by that they had fire engines all the way across it, and one of them had the ladder out with an American flag on it. There was just like – there was cops literally every intersection or every on and off ramp
mm-hmm.
on the Hardy, sometimes two or three. It was crazy on the Hardy at the time I was coming
in. So they took the Hardy. They didn't take 45?
They took the Hardy, and it was shut down going north.
Okay.
Until it passed, and it just so happened that I had passed it. So I guess my first question is, should I have pulled over and stopped? Like, I had to get here. I barely made it.
Yeah, I think that's personal preference. I think that, you know,
there were other people driving.
It's just like a lot of people were questioning, should they have gone and been one of the 12,000 people that paid their respects and went to, I guess the process took between 2 and 5 hours.
Oh my gosh. Love what he did for the country and his service to it. Nope.
Yeah, so I don't think anybody's on the hook to be told or for anybody to expect they should be doing anything. It's all up to personal preference.
Okay.
I know that, like, the motorcade you saw, I mean, this is the kind of creepy thing, but they said, like, everything was scripted over 5 years ago. From 5 to 10 years ago, they had this planned.
Really?
Yeah. So last night when the casket returned – on Air Force One, that they were talking about even the traffic plan in which they came from Ellington Field all the way to get back into the Galleria area to get to the church was all mapped out and planned from 5 to 10 years ago.
That's crazy.
And that, like, he knew everything about – I don't like this. He knew everything about his funeral. They were talking about it.
Why don't you like that?
It's just – I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of it anyway, but the fact that he kept saying – you know, well, there's going to be a lot of talk about me, and that was kind of weird to him, and, you know, too much attention on him. And then, like, the procession once the funeral was over today, they were huge fans of Memorial Park, and he used to run at Memorial Park. They have a memorial to
– So they circled it?
So they went through it.
Oh.
As part of the procession. So, yeah,
me there was a whole path and everything, and
yeah.
Apparently it was to get to Spring, they went up the Hardy. And there was, like, I'm not kidding you – I started recording after it started passing me, and I probably missed 20 to 25 motorcycle cops and cars. I started recording. There had to be at least 100 police vehicles involved in this.
Yeah, and there was – you just think about the family members
alone. And
that's
alone. Just in the motorcade, yeah.
Because the extended family, which, yeah, there were – when they landed at Ellington Field last night, there were the big tour buses, and there was a sequence of SUVs. As well as the hearse and everything else.
Yeah.
And then you think this is a private ceremony at the back of the Bush Library at A&M when they finally get there. So you're transporting all the family.
Yep.
So it's I would assume there's a lot of vehicles involved.
Yeah, it was packed. There was a ton there. So anyways, I was just curious, like, am I out of line for not pulling over?
Okay. No, and Lisa had to get up at midnight and found out that the plan ahead people, it's not just places that we know, but other people don't plan ahead either, because she's doing live television and they don't have a platform for her, and they didn't reserve a spot, and then they didn't have a chair, and they didn't have a live truck.
Oh.
So she was outside for about five straight hours.
Nice. This is great fantastic. Weather to be outside.
Yeah, so she's getting laryngitis. That'll be a fun weekend for me. Yep.
Sweet.
Great that it'll be quiet in the house.
Don't kiss her.
Not great
You'll
that
get
she's going to be in a fantastic mood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she survived all of that. I survived all of that because she went to bed at 7. So.
Oof.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And she's like, I think this is one thing I've never understood about my wife, but in general, right? You work for a station, mm-hmm. and they tell you you're not going to – we forgot we don't have a live truck, so there's not going to be a place to sit down. We're working on a platform and a camera to get there. So she goes, Joel, maybe you should run to Academy and buy a couple of those folding chairs for me and my photog. I'm like, and expense it? She's like, no, we should. I go, hell no, I'm not going to buy that. Even if we keep
minute.
Them in the backyard. You could tell the station to go buy
you're
that
not
stuff.
Buying any chairs for ESPN would, Radio, Gal yeah. Media?
I'd expense it.
I just want to point out that I would totally buy chairs as needed, Mr. Gal. Okay.
And you'd expense it too.
Yeah, I totally would. Yeah,
absolutely.
I would
there
absolutely expense it, yes. Yeah. No, actually, you know what? No, I wouldn't. Because when I bought the props to shoot our commercial, I didn't expense those.
Then you're an idiot.
Well, touche.
Okay. And here's the other thing that people, I think, forget about after all the pomp and circumstance surrounding the funeral of 41.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow is a celebration of Bob McNair at NRG Stadium.
Oh.
And they're having I think it's almost a full-day deal. And I'm like, it's kind of – he's already buried and
– Hey, well, it's okay to celebrate. My only thought, and this might be, again, maybe thank you, sir. Maybe I am bad for thinking this.
Okay.
But one of my thoughts as I watched last night what was going on and the plans for this time and all of the – seeing the motorcade and then just the number of police and it's crazy. And I'm not saying that it wasn't warranted or justified, but I did have the thought that, man, that's a lot of money spent. That is a lot of taxpayer dollars spent. And my wife was like, well, so what? He was the president. And I'm like, yeah, I totally understand. I'm not saying I don't understand, but I'm just saying – I can imagine there were hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on this.
Oh, you're not even close.
Do you know how many women and children that would have fed that are homeless? Do you know? I mean, there's a lot of things that we're a country with, you know, more money than we know what to do with, and I get it. But I had that thought. I'm not saying it's the right thought. I'm not suggesting that. But
someone tweeted us.
Uh-huh.
Someone tweeted Patrick, I believe. P. Randazzo tweeted us and said, I find a. Myself thinking about the fact that there was a lot better ways to spend the money on this kind of money on this. It's in the like 80 million
what?
Plus range.
I figured, okay, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe. I figured like, all right, it may have even approached a $500,000. 80 million
and I'm looking
dollars?
For the exact tweet, but I might be light on that. Think about it. You Ooh. Just mentioned about all the police officers.
Yeah, and their overtime.
And between College Station, D.C., Houston, and the fact that when they were interviewing, even the sheriff and the chief of police in College Station said, look, bottom line is you're not even going to see, you know, a half to three quarters of the amount of police and security that we've got and everything that's been gone through from the standpoint of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the bill there alone. And then when you start talking about, you know, the traffic and
right.
all the other things. It's a spendy process, and the thing that I couldn't help myself with thinking about when they panned down the list of the front row of presidents. Well, then
security detail for all of
them.
Well,
huh? and think about this: Jimmy Carter's funeral's coming.
Yeah,
and you know you start looking at some of these guys in the front row. Go, we're going to do this
for
every one of those guys.
Yeah,
except maybe Trump, but I don't know. We'll see. So
that's no, they'll do it.
Here you go. 800. The last presidential funeral, which was for Ronald Reagan, cost American taxpayers $800. And that was in 2004. $800 million. There's no.
That's just. I'm sorry. I understand again his service to this great nation. That's just ridiculous. That's just Do you know what you could do with $800 million? You could solve the homeless problem in an entire city with $800 million.
Or the water problem in cities in Michigan.
And Flint. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much stuff that could be done.
The average American's funeral cost between $7,000 and $11,000. Reagan's funeral cost $800 million in 2004.
That's just ridiculous.
And you wonder why we have a deficit in this country.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And see, here I am, naively thinking we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this with Bush. Wow.
$800 million for Reagan's funeral in 2004.
That seems stupid.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You know what's not unbelievable? Show's just getting started. So fasten your seatbelts and away we go. We're on the road today. So if you want to stop by and you're out and about, we're at Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue. Stop by and see us. We'd love to see you. And on top of that, you can call the show, 713-780-3776, where you can either text or call that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. Before we hit the break, I want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing, too, because with the rain out there again today and torrential storms expected for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, you got to be prepared for this. And maybe your roof isn't and you already have leaks. Well, I know who you should call. You should call Fitz Roofing, FITZ Roofing.com. That's FitzRoofing.com. Or you can just call them 832-521-3001. You get a free no-obligation inspection. They'll come out, they'll check out your roof, tell you what they can do, tell you what you need, and then leave it up to you if you want to call them back or go a different route. I'm telling you, you need to go with them, though, because they used only the best shingles. That's CertainTeed shingles. And in fact, they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company, which only 1% of the entire United States roofing community gets that kind of elite status. They have it. Why? Because they do great work before, during, and after the sale, and they're always going to be there with customer service. They don't want your money up front, and then they're going to skip town or do shoddy work. They're here for you throughout the process. So check them out because they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they are based in Houston, Texas, to help Houstonians get their roof done right. It's FitzRoofing.com or 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
I see you there. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Second segment of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Thursday, coming to you live from Buku. Stop on and see us. We're in the Galleria area, 5600 Richmond Avenue, right here at the intersection of Chimney Rock and Richmond. Great food. Unbelievable Cajun food. If you're a fan of Cajun food, stop by and grab some of that. Grab a daiquiri or two if you don't have to go anywhere, back to work, or not worried about having a few beverages of the adult variety, and then maybe more fun begins. And then we'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Lots of specials and things going on, but great people here. You should stop by and see us. Barry and I are here until 4 o'clock. Nick back at the station doing double duty after filling in with Dell for Charlie Polillo. So you do anything last night? Anything happen out of the ordinary? Maybe write a column or something that got the ire of some folks? I mean, I was just minding my business, getting ready for the show, and all of a sudden I see – like tweets flying by, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell happened here?
Joel, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown, I believe is the saying. And sometimes when you're in the public eye and you give opinions, people don't like your opinions. And
I've never experienced that. That would be a weird feeling.
I wrote an article about the Houston Sports Hall of Fame last night for Sports Map, and it was published this morning. And needless to say, the Houston Sports Hall of Fame didn't like my article because I took umbrage with some of the nominees. As we did on the show yesterday, we discussed the fact that they missed the mark on a couple. And so I wrote about that, and I mentioned the fact that you had said Carl Lewis would have been a great opportunity to put him in, and I mentioned Guy V. Lewis, and I could name 10 other Oilers ahead of Pastore.
We talked about it in depth at the show yesterday.
Yeah, so I think Patty Smith, who I have all the respect for in the world, was not happy with it, and rightfully so. She's with that organization. And so she went on Granato and Raheel with Dell.
Okay.
And said some stuff because I started getting tweets about, oh, Patty's mad, throwing shade at Barry. Look, I don't know what was said. I'm not really that concerned about it from the standpoint that it's my opinion. That's what it is. It's an opinion. And when you have a Hall of Fame, not everyone's just going to agree with you for the sake of agreeing with you. And I get what they're doing is great, and it's fantastic for the city of Houston. And, you know, she told me that, look, the reason these people were in was because of the theme was anniversaries. That's fine, but that doesn't mean I agree with it. I can't see putting Dan Pastorini in the Hall of Fame before you put guys like Earl Campbell. I mean, not Earl Campbell, Warren Moon, or some of the names that I mentioned in the article.
Bagwell and Biggio.
You know, I mentioned the different Oilers like Munchak and Bruce Matthews and Elvin Bethea and Ray Childress. And these are all guys that deserve to be in. In fact, after I heard about the ire and how everybody was upset this morning about the article, I did a little more research into it. Because just my mind and being an Oiler fan, a lifelong Oiler fan, I already knew, and it was a no-brainer, that Dan Pastorini wasn't even the second-best quarterback for this franchise. If you really want to go back to it, it was George Blanda was better statistically than Dan Pastorini. But when you look at Warren Moon's numbers versus Dan Pastorini's numbers, it's not even close. And, in fact, I'm only going to give you one stat. Now, you know me. I could do three segments on stats. I'm going to give you one stat that makes me scratch my head as to why he's in the Hall of Fame in the second year. And that stat is, never in one season as a Houston Oiler did Dan Pastorini throw more touchdowns than interceptions. Not one season.
Wow.
And that is your year two football representative for the Hall of Fame in a football city. I'm sorry, but they missed the mark.
Here's a couple of things that I took away from this. One, Granato just loves being in the middle of this.
He absolutely does.
He just wanted to keep pushing the envelope to try and get another fight where he just likes to set the fire and then get out of the way.
Yeah.
Because he's definitely not going to be able to hold his own fighting anybody. So he just wants to get out of the way and get it going. But then the other thing is,
I admire and respect, because you know me, I would do the same thing.
Yes,
I have no problem.
You guys
with
are
that.
Two peas in a pod in
yeah,
that way.
I have no problem with what
he
did.
But here's my thing. Just give us the criteria then, because for just the common Houston sports fan looking at this and the selection process, it seems like, and the more people I talk to about it, it would have been a no-brainer when you're trying to get the best in the history of Houston sports. If you didn't get Bagwell and Biggio Hall of Famers in the first class,
the second,
you would think they'd get in on the second
absolutely
class. A guy like Clyde Drexler, because of the fact that he's a Houstonian from Sterling High School, U of H, won a championship, Hall of Fame, you know, get the true biggest names that you didn't get in year one, because obviously year one they got completely right and we said that. But I don't think anybody should be offended. And I appreciate the fact that we were offered up. She was offered up. You showed me. She offered up. What was the thought process behind selecting
absolutely
who they did? Fine.
And that's the thing is I get that they're doing a theme, and you know I said heavy is the head that wears the crown when you give an opinion. Also, that's true about when you start a Hall of Fame that represents an entire city. People are going to be critical of inductions into a Hall of Fame, no matter what it is, whether it's local sports, whether it's national football. I mean, they shouldn't be excluded because they're doing something outstanding. And they are doing something outstanding for our city. But that doesn't exclude them from criticism and,
absolutely right,
more than that, opinion. It's just two guys' opinion. One guy wrote about it. That's it. I mean, that's all this is. And she made the case for why Pastorini is in, and I completely understand what she said about him being in and Burke being in, and I get it. But that doesn't mean that these – to me, it would make more sense to go in order of worthiness. Now, Tyler on Twitter said, well, Barry, maybe they have to spread it out. That's not why you have a Hall of Fame. You don't put in guys that maybe, you know, that we'll just throw this guy in so that we don't run out of people. You don't put people in that don't deserve to be in ahead of others. This is, you know, this is a Hall of Fame, and it should be representative of what the sports are in the city and the sports stars and legends of this city. And as it stands, guys like Carl Lewis and Guy V. Lewis and Bagwell and Biggio and Drexler and Warren Moon and many, many others probably deserve to be in before Dan Pastorini. I'm not suggesting that Pastorini shouldn't be in the Houston Sports Hall of Fame at some point, but second year? Ahead of everyone not named Earl Campbell, Nolan Ryan, and Hakeem Olajuwon? I don't see it. I just don't. But, again, it's an opinion. I respect her opinion, and I respect the fact that she doesn't agree
sure
with mine.
Sure, but here's totally the thing. But, again, part of the respect is it's mutual. So respect the fact that you are able to give your opinion, which may not be in agreement with her opinion. Maybe we didn't, you know, and we don't know the committee and the process, and I had seen something about, you know, maybe you should be in the room or whatever the case may be. The bottom line is that just like you're entitled to your opinion, she's entitled to hers, but you're not poo-pooing on hers.
No, absolutely not.
You're just saying, hey, this is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
We are paid to give our opinions
absolutely
and strum up
right
and drive conversation, both with the spoken word, the written word, the videos that we do.
And guess what happens? When you give your opinion,
you
people
reaction.
Aren't going to agree with it.
That's
and that's
right.
okay. And you know that going in. Just like when you put together a Hall of Fame, it is completely subjective. The Hall of Fame and the selections into the Sports Hall of Fame, whether it be Houston or otherwise, are completely subjective. And just like opinions, those are open to criticism.
And, I mean, in the immortal words of a true American great, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Wait, what?
Ain't that America?
Yeah.
Because that's what America's all about. People having the freedom of speech to give their opinions, no right or wrong, the ability to disagree, to argue or discuss, fine. But I thought – I didn't realize it until I started getting the backstory, but I thought that was a lot of unnecessary heat. That didn't need to be out there because of the fact that y'all are just doing what your job. She did her job selecting who she
and
selected.
I did my job.
You did your job commenting
Absolutely.
On it. So
well, you know what? We're talking about opinions and facts, and I have one of each for you. Opinion and fact, one of the best places in the city of Houston to get jewelry. In fact, not one of the best place to get jewelry in the city of Houston. Klein's Jewelry and my guy Mark Klein saved me a ton of money, saved me with my wife and made me look like a hero, and he's going to do the same for you. Mark, how can you help the people of this fine city?
Well, you know, every day there's ESPN listeners that come into the store and they're like, man, we heard you on the radio, so I appreciate you guys, but I'm helping them. I'm helping them buy diamonds less expensive than anywhere else in the city. You know, they've been to the malls. They've been to the half price sales that are just basically ripoffs. You got to come. Everybody knows jewelry's jacked up and it's expensive and they're making so much money, but I have a small store. And I shoot from the hip. It's going to be a great deal. It's going to compare the prices. It's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston, plain and simple. My prices are great. My quality is great. Every single thing that we have in the store, we do it and we take care of our customers every time. Whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, bracelets, we have things that start at $100. So just think, if she opened for Christmas a box that had jewelry in it that was $100 or more, she doesn't have to know you spent that much. But just come to Klein's. If you're looking for anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, whatever it is, give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. I've been doing it since 1990. My dad had it since 1969. Obviously, we're doing something right. Give us a call, 832-316-1388. Check out kleinsjewelry.com. We're located at Westheimer and Fountain View. Come and see me.
Yeah, you heard the man. Everything he said is fact and true because I've been there. I've done that. I got my jewelry from him. And not only are his prices great, but so is the customer service. 832-316-1388. Look him up online. KleinsJewelry.com. Mark, we appreciate it as always, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, pal.
All right. We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number one of the two-hour show. It is The Usual Suspects. Coming to you live from Buku, right here in the Galleria area. We'd love to see you because Barry and I are going to be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. You can stop on by and see us and say hi and see the promo crew who is just diligently at work making sure that everybody has a chance to win prizes, gets some great candy, spins the magic wheel. People from our office are here eating and indulging in the great food. That means, you know, with the appetites and the physiques that these guys have, the food has to be good to have them in and along for the ride, and they are here, so you should be here too. 5600 Richmond Avenue. Stop by again. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7.
Yeah, a couple things on the text line. Somebody said they should also – there's a lot of high school coaches that should be in the Houston Hall of Fame. Totally agree with that, Houston Sports Hall of Fame. And
not just football either.
No. And somebody said maybe Dan promised Patty a lifetime supply of his seasonings. Does he have a seasoning?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just pasture it. There's a rub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got some rub and some seasonings for beef and chicken. And,
okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He right. works out in the at our gym.
Really?
Yep. Yep. He's a member of the Met. He's in there a lot. Very nice guy. Popular with
all the
members.
I've heard he's a great dude. I've heard he's absolutely a great dude.
So. And again, that has nothing to do with the overall topic.
There's like this. This is the age that we live in. If you come out with a dissenting opinion on something, you immediately have to hate the person and or thing that you have an opinion about. And there's just no gray area. It's all black and white. You either love him or hate him. So you either agree with it or not. And that's just not true. I think he should eventually be in. I just don't think it should be in year two. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just watch our text line. If you guys could see our text line on a daily basis and realize that anything that comes out of one of our mouths is going to be negatively criticized by somebody. Two of us may agree. Maybe Barry and I agree on something, or Nick and I agree on something. Whoever the person doesn't agree with, it's not just going to be about giving their reasons why our opinion is wrong. It's going to be taking a shot at us and what we look like and our hobbies and everything else. It's like, just slow down, people. It's just sports. It's not real life, and it's not that serious.
Speaking of the text line, hey, OU Mike, here is the attention you've been looking for, you pathetic person. Stop texting the show because I'm not reading them. So there you go.
Wow.
And we can move on.
This is escalated.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing, you know, I think he went too far with his jokes, and again, he's been, you know, what's the word you use, Nick? Not banned, but suspended before because of, you know, being racist, and then he did it again, and the majority of the people on the text line were like, yo, he shouldn't be allowed to call anymore, and we're not taking his calls, and now he's texting, and he's acting the same way on the text line. So it's just one guy out of you know, hundreds and thousands of people listening to the show that are outstanding. So he's just not going to get any more run from me. If you guys want to read the text or take his call, that's totally up to you. But
fair
for
enough.
Me, OU Mike has run his course.
Look, I think, and Nick, you obviously can chime in here at any time. I mean, my biggest thing is that, you know, we are unified what we do on this show. So, you know, we give you a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
All we ask for you to do is kind of stay in your lane, stay with some parameters of just respectability. And if you can do that, we're not going to have an issue.
Somebody texted and says, so when's the lawn segment? That's the most anticipated segment of the show.
See? No, it's not. That's not.
That's up, not Nick. True. That person should be banned right now.
Yep. Banning okay. right
Nick
now.
And I are in agreement there.
Now, I need you guys to help me with this because, you know, I spent all night not doing research for the show.
Well done. So just like any other night.
I knew you were going to say that. And somebody texted and said, did y'all see old girl from the NFL pregame show with a sex tape that got leaked? What?
I saw it. I put it on the rundown so you guys could see it. I don't know how good people are these days with CGs and being able to alter videos. To me, yeah, that's a career damaging video if that's real.
So what
Carissa Thompson is Carissa Thompson, you've
First
seen
of all,
her before.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Yes,
she
it's
is?
Totally her too. Yeah. Totally her.
So it's a sex tape? She's
it's
who
not
is she
really
with?
A sex tape because she's alone.
She's solo?
Yeah, it's De La Soul. It's me, myself, and I. It's
wow.
her. But she's in right near the studio set. It looks
she's
like
she's at work?
Boy.
I swear, if I ever walk into the prep room, Joel, and you are by yourself naked with your phone out, I would be so mad at you.
I would be mad at me, too. I can tell you that right now.
Not only that, if it got leaked, oh, boy. That
would do wonders for the show. I mean, maybe it might even spill over into the comedy. I don't know. It probably would help your comedy because you'd have plenty of ammunition to talk about.
Boy, you'd be famous then, huh?
This is Aaron Andrews, but...
No, it's
different.
Not. It's completely
it's
different.
It's different. Let me finish. That's what I was going to say. But different. So Aaron Andrews got a lot, and that was just a scumball thing to do of a guy that had set up her hotel room to be able to spy on her and stuff like this. This and Nick, you've seen it, Barry. You just saw a glimpse of it. But you guys, give me your opinion. This seemed like she had the phone to the mirror. And this looked like she knew what she was doing. She was doing this.
I'm watching it now. So the first one, oh wow,
is that
okay.
your interpretation of it, Nick?
She looks like she didn't. I'm starting to think that she didn't expect these videos to be published, but I think maybe she got hacked. So I guess it's Aaron Andrews-esque in that sense.
Are you sure you want to see
But didn't she shoot it? Because she's holding the phone to a mirror, right?
Yep. There's a 28 second video and a 41 second video.
So the 28 second video starts where she's, I'm assuming she's in her dressing room?
I think so.
Looks like.
This, yeah, there's like, there's a, now she just starts, she's got the phone to the mirror and she just takes her top off and now.
Top of her dress.
Now her things are out and then she drops her dress to the floor and she just starts videoing. What, here's what I don't understand. What, okay, wow, and now she's,
Don't do the play-by-play. I know what you're watching right now.
she's traveling below the equator.
She's exploring, and then there's a second video where she's laying on the couch or something.
She's kind of saying she's got to keep it quiet because, again, she's near the set. Now, if you continue to watch this.
This is – I feel uncomfortable right now with how inappropriate this is. This is
– Do you need some – personal private time? Or?
No, I'm like embarrassed for this woman. Why would you? Who would record this? I'm not suggesting that what she's doing is out of the ordinary. Everyone does this.
No, look.
What is that? Is she on a patio?
No, I think that's by the set.
Wow. Okay. First of all, I'm going to bookmark this. Second of all.
Now, here's my question.
I don't know why she did it, but I'm glad she did. And third of all, if you're going to do this, don't record it. What are you thinking?
Is there any denying that this is her?
Oh, no. No.
I don't think so either. No. That's why I was waiting to chalk it over with you guys, because I was looking at this going, I know that people have ingenious ways, El Jefe and other people, of being able to alter videos for social media and otherwise. But looking at that, I just don't know how you can – not say that that was
and she's hot
her.
And so when you look at it, you think, oh man, girls that are that hot usually aren't freaky. That's the thought process.
That is so true.
Really?
Yeah, that is so
I tend to think that when you see someone that's that hot, you think, well, they're probably not that freaky, they're probably kind of reserved. Oh no, she's freaky. She's if she's a
and that's her.
If she was a boxer, you would say she's good with her hands. She's boy, that's wild. I am I'm stunned.
I mean, she's an attractive woman.
She's, yeah.
So this, like I said, this could be very damaging to her career, though.
You think this would be?
I don't think Fox should fire her, though.
Other than being on the set and doing it at work, maybe she should be suspended for that. But you know what? I don't know how did we find out how this was obtained?
That's what I was saying. I don't know any about the reputation of the website that actually published it. That got it out there because it's now out there.
PurelyCeleb.com says they own the footage. Now, I don't know how they got it, but it says that it's basically her at her job doing that.
See, that's what I'm saying. So that's wild. Is at the job. So I don't know because the old saying goes, no publicity is bad publicity. It's like pissing off the Houston Sports Hall of Fame. I mean, it doesn't matter what happened and what was said. People are talking about
it. Here's the thing, though. Like, if you – there's certain jobs where I feel like you shouldn't do this. TV, one of them. Airplane pilot. Probably don't get in the cockpit and –
See what you did there?
But what if she's about to go on air? You don't want her all tense before when she's on air.
Oh, now that's a good point. You know, some people relax in different ways. I take a bubble bath. She explores
herself.
She
explores, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so, yeah.
She was prepping.
Wow. That's her. See, y'all wonder why I'm late? This is also my show prep. But at least I'm decent enough to, one, do it at the house, and two, not record it.
You sure you weren't in the car? You said the funeral procession was going by. You had to kill some time.
No, that's disgusting. I would not be doing that during a funeral procession.
Wasn't the salute you were looking for?
No.
Okay.
You're a terrible person for that.
That's why when I saw this, because someone tweeted to us, and I'm like, this can't be real, right? But the more you look at it, and the fact that the background setting is kind of like, maybe it is. So
Ashton Jean Lewis said it's the second time it's happened. The first time she was hacked. She looked like she was hacking away there for a while. I don't know.
Some people play tennis and some people
make
videos, I guess. All right. Well, have at it, people. And we're here for the taking, so to speak. If you want to join in the conversation, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, and you can hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, suspects, we appreciate you tuning in on a Thursday here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry and Joel live from Buku. Nick, who's double-dipping, filled in for Charlie Pelillo with Dell. Now he's back at the station, making sure we stay on the air and joining the conversation. You can, too. 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. A lot of you asking for the link. Stop being lazy,
I gave you the website. I gave the website
You
out.
Gave the website. Her name is Carissa Thompson, C-H, Carissa. And believe me, even if you misspell that, you'll find it. But we're not doing all the work for you. We've done enough already
just
tickle your fancy.
Just Google what I did. Fox NFL female masturbate. That's it. Boom, you're done. No, you'll find it. No problem. Trust me.
It's Who not, is she? It's not well, you're not a football hard. Fan. Okay, move on.
Yeah, it's not that. That's not that hard. I mean,
So at least we basically answered about 16 text messages there.
Somebody texted, it's been nice without OU Mike. Please, let's keep it like that. Somebody said, lawn talk, bitches. And then...
Well, that'll get us going in a hurry.
JJ said, that is the stuff she has sent to Jay Williams back in the day when they were dating, or so I've heard.
Yeah, I saw the... There's another link that I saw that has more pictures, but involving man parts. And then one of them had a picture of her with Jay Williams. So, yeah, there's another link out there.
So she has dated Jay Williams. I thought Aaron Andrews dated Jay Williams.
Well, that starts to shed light on it, because then she wasn't just recording herself doing that. She was doing it for her man.
See, I kind of got that impression all along.
That's fine. I get that. I don't have a problem with that. That sucks even more, because it wasn't like you were – I mean, don't do it at work. That's the dumb part. But even nowadays, man, recording stuff, and then it goes to the cloud, and then you got hackers out here. That's how the fappening happened twice. If you don't know what that is, just Google the fappening, and you're welcome. But that's – yeah, you got to – I'm doing my stuff old school with a reel-to-reel video camera. Like, I'm talking like old movie-style projector. That's what I'm doing. No, you can't hack that. You got to come into my house. You got breaking and entering.
So Wes is smarter than some of the people that were asking questions. He just went and took matters into his own hands, so to speak, and started to research it.
That was inappropriate.
He says there's 5 total videos of her, not just 2, cars, hotel rooms. This is a thing, fellas. This must be something that, like, a hobby. Some people do crosswords. Some people do you. I don't know.
Really?
So whether that's true or not, that's out there as well.
So she's like a serial.
Go ahead. Categorize this one. You already got to the bottom of casting, which we put out there the other day.
Wow. So she's just like, this is a habit of hers?
I think it's a habit of a lot of females. Is it just that shocking that a female is taking footage and photos of herself? Like, is it that shocking?
This isn't a selfie. I mean, this is a selfie. Don't get me wrong, but different kind of selfie. Really not the same kind of selfie here at all.
Has anybody watched it with the volume up? Because it would It would lead.
We've discussed this. I've never watched porn with the volume
up. Right, but it would explain. If she's doing this because she has a long-distance relationship or something like that's their thing, I agree with you.
Oh, like who's she talking to?
Yeah, but who is she talking to? Because she's obviously at the one time like – I gotta talk quietly or whatever it is. You could see, but so maybe there's that. But even still, you don't record it.
Yeah, that's I don't know. That's just weird. I mean, that's not weird. It's strange, man. The times we live in, that this stuff is just not only done and then available on the internet. Man, technology is great.
How you feeling? Okay, how you feeling? If you've told it on the show where you walk into the living room and Nora's there and she does the
naked,
and you're butt
told
naked.
That story, yeah.
Yeah, how you feeling if that gets out there?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, I did tell it on the air.
You're just doing audio of it. That's what I'm saying. If you're her today,
oh man,
that's just got to be the worst feeling.
Yeah, because
maybe she likes it. I don't know.
Well, and then there's been rumors of celebrities leaking their own sex tape in order to rehabilitate their career or pump up their celebrity status and put them back into the the limelight, so to speak. So there's probably a 5% chance that she did something like that. And maybe that's not enough. Maybe it's too much. I don't know. But no, I can't imagine. I would be mortified I'm sure she's mortified.
It's one thing if you're an electrician or you're...
It's one thing if you're in porn and you're like, okay, this is what I don't mind.
Lots of other things. But if you are already in the public eye and you're on television and you've got a budding career in the media and this happened, that's why I'm saying I just don't know why, even if that's your thing, you don't keep that under wraps.
Chris Householder said what he does is he prints out pictures of himself doing it and makes a flip book. You can't hack those. Yeah, but if you leave it on the bus, Chris, now what? Huh? That's part of a problem. I like when people tune in late and text us and go, I've just tuned in. What are y'all talking about? Podcast it. We're not going to repeat the entire two
segments.
And we're
definitely not recapping this in the 3 o'clock hour when parents are in the pickup line.
I'm going to watch it again.
That's not happening.
I'm going to watch it again, but I'm not going to talk about it again. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's I do. I feel bad for her because that's got to be an awful feeling today. Some people are saying it was dated. It doesn't matter when it was dated. It's kind of like when we saw what happens when a video is released. It changes everything.
Yeah,
and you know what we're talking about because the Kareem Hunt situation. We talked about the NFL and everybody else put on blast because this happened last February. But when the video surfaces, it changes everything. Well, now it's obviously different, but it's also when the video surfaces. It doesn't matter when it surfaced. It's when people find out about it.
Crazy.
So,
crazy.
Just absolutely nuts.
So did you see Kyler Murray wins the AP College Football Player of the Year? Is that foreshadowing?
I don't think it is.
No?
And I think if you look at the track record of people that have won that award and do they win the Heisman or not, there's still, I believe there's a pretty good split percentage of the fact that that's almost like the, hey, sorry,
you're not going to get the Heisman.
You didn't win the Heisman and the big award, but here's one for you to make you feel better.
Well, good for him. He got some recognition at least if he doesn't win the Heisman.
Well, because De'Aaron King of Houston is still a finalist for the Quarterback of the Year award.
Okay.
So, and he's hurt, and he's not going to play in a bowl game, and he's got all this other stuff going on surgically, but he's in the conversation for that. So, you know, it's a way of being able to give shout outs to people that have had good years, just not Heisman worthy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agree. I'm just sorry. I was just posting something in chat.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Super. Don't let me get in your way. Here's a stat, too.
I mean, I can read it if you want.
No, sorry. Here's a stat that I'm not sure you guys were aware of, but this was weird. But we were talking about this the other day when we were talking about salaries, assistant coaches, when we had Lance on yesterday, too, talking about when coaches want to go to the pro game and pros make more money than most of the coaches. So why should they respect the coaches unless they have a resume?
Uh-huh.
If you look at it right now, in 2004, okay, college football head coaches, there were only 23 that made $1 million or more. Okay?
That's it?
Only 23 in 2004, okay?
Okay.
This year, there are 21 assistant coaches that make $1 million or more.
I did see where my friend Derek Jompkins had posted on his Facebook that there are several strength and conditioning coaches that just got a $500,000 plus salary. $500,000 for a strength and conditioning coach at some of these colleges.
Better not be that guy in Maryland.
That's wild.
Because that dude should never have a job again. But you see, I mean, because – it's such a big thing now for the TV broadcast to focus in on all the strength coaches and how they're jacked up wearing medium shirts and like going psychotic on the sidelines.
Right.
You're trying to earn every penny of that so it doesn't go away if you're making $500,000 or more just to get guys to lift weights and work out.
But, you know, as the money goes up, the opportunity to make it, you know, as the revenue goes up for these schools, the opportunity to spend it. And I think some of them feel like they have to spend it. You don't want to be sitting on all that money, and especially, you know, schools that may be getting grants and whatnot. And so this is a way to spend more money to maybe make it. It is a bit shocking, but at the same time, hey man, you know, what they're doing is part of it's the same argument we've had for the players. In my opinion, what they do is part of a, you know, millions of dollars in generated revenue.
That's
for
what
the
I was
going
to say. The universities can't be mad about this when they see these salaries, because if you look at what the football team in turn brings to the university and how much money they make for a given university, you realize they are the kings of the campus.
And not only that, but when you think about the position of an assistant coach and being on these staffs, not only are you a coach, but it's like herding cats. Like, it's part of your job is to make sure your players don't get in trouble, make sure they don't do stupid things. So you're not only an assistant coach, you're a babysitter, there's so many other roles that you have to play. So
psychologist, right?
Yeah, they're earning that money. A lot of them, I'm sure, are, because a lot of them have been, you know, grossly underpaid for the majority of their career too. I mean, when you think about it, when they start off, those guys, a lot of them don't make anything. They're just doing it for the experience.
But
and
the other thing
building.
Is, once you're in, we talk about coaches' trees and everything like that. But once you're in with a given coach, anywhere he goes, you go, and you know you're guaranteed to make a great salary for the most of your working life.
Yep.
That's a great deal.
I have an idea for them what they could do with those millions of dollars they're making.
Tell them.
They could bet it on MyBookie and make more money if they're smart with it. MyBookie.ag is the online destination to get action on any game out there, whether it's Canadian football, whether it's horse racing, whether it's NFL, college, NBA, doesn't matter. It's all available right there at MyBookie.ag. You can get action on any game, like I said. And, guys, MyBookie is safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. I mean, I haven't ever spoken for another spot where you could get action on games. And it's because I believe in my bookie and I believe in the product. And when you win, they pay you. And that's super important, man. When you win money, you want to get that money out at whenever you want it. That's the thing with my bookie, man. They pay you when you win. Plus, they have all kind of cool player perks and in-game live betting and so many other things like the game within the game that you can get action on, including – if you're a fantasy player, and this is coming to an end, but you can even bet the over-under on fantasy points on a player for each game. So, like I said, all kinds of cool opportunities for you over at MyBookie. And if you sign up right now, use promo code RADIO. They will match your first deposit up to 50%. Yeah, a 50% match on your first deposit. You put in $500, they're going to put in $250. Just use promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag is the place to get started. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO and get that 50% match. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.